I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everybody, on today's wrestling news we're going to talk about AEW's tribute to Jay Briscoe on last night's Dynamite.
A potential spoiler on a Royal Rumble return.
We'll talk about the ex-WWE star that AEW is bringing in to face Bryan Danielson.
And an NXT star has unfortunately suffered a major injury. I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Alright, let's talk about last night. AEW finally got permission from Warner Brothers Discovery, as we've covered, to do a tribute to Jay Briscoe, who obviously passed away last week. You know the drill. They couldn't do anything on last week's show. They did the tribute show afterwards, which has been taped and is due to air. I think it's coming out imminently, actually, which is good, obviously. Some wrestlers have black armbands. Their network's stance on it changed prior to last night's show. AEW announced Mark Briscoe versus Jay Lethal, who is, of course, one of Jay Briscoe's best career rivals in the singles realm. Certainly many Ring of Honor world title battles between those two. And last night it played out, and it was one of the most remarkable pieces of pro wrestling programming I think I've ever seen. So the first tribute piece we got was a video put together earlier in the night, and it wasn't just like wrestling stuff, which is obviously important to this story, right? But it's not as important as the human element, of course.
Yeah.
How he grew up in the business, like there was the bits and pieces of his kids, like family photographs, like there was a Christmas Day photo of them there with their dog and the kids and everything that hit me particularly hard. And so we ran through that video package. I think it aired after the first match on the show. It's been uploaded to AEW's social feeds and stuff if you want to revisit it. I think it's on YouTube as well. But then we got the main event, and it was Mark Briscoe wrestling 8 days after his brother's passing. I cannot use any words to sum up the courage that must have taken. But Jay Lethal comes out, and obviously in AEW he's doing like a silly heel gimmick, and he comes out and he's crying, and obviously like. It's you didn't expect him to come out and do wrestling gimmicks, obviously. But just seeing that straight away.
Him and Sanjay, as well.
It hit really hard. And he would have had. Him and Jay would have been in the same places in wrestling for so, so long. And then, of course, Mark comes out.
Reaction.
I know. And he's like. He's Mark. Like, he's just. It's similar to his brother. He's projecting, like, his real self when he's on there. And he's like. He's got this such unique energy, and he comes out. And the reaction and hearing the music and everything. And they did such a good job, right? In the ring. Starts off, you know, they're feeling each other out. They're having a nice match. And then they get into the corner. And I think it's Lethal who just bang with a chop. And Mark just fires up and goes, oh, are we doing this? Are we doing this? And they delivered the kind of match that I think Jay would have wanted.
Yeah, really. He said on commentary,
like,
didn't they?
Yeah, they said Jay would have wanted the violence. Like, Mark did a froggy bow off the top rope through a table. He won it with the Jay Driller, which is obviously very appropriate. And then afterwards, we got the cameras, you know, on Mark in victory. And he's talking down the camera. He's speaking to Jay's kids and his wife, and you get to the top of the ramp, the locker room's there, like, there's people like Christopher Daniels and Adam Cole, who would have been in Ring of Honor as well, of course, and the graphic appears at the top of the ramp. It's really hard to summarize. This was handled incredibly well. I thought it was dignified, I thought it was classy. It was the right thing to do, of course. I'm really glad that the Pugh family got to have this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that Mark was able to do this. I'm glad that AEW put this together. It's, at the end of the day, a very sad human story. Remove wrestling from it. Just for a little minute, two human beings died in this car accident. Jay Lethal, Jay Briscoe was a father of three. He was a husband. He was a son. He was a brother. Fundraisers, if you're able to help, are still available. There is the one for the Pugh family. Jamin Pugh was his real name, of course. That is still active on GoFundGo. We've got links on the website. Mm-hmm. There is also a fundraiser for the family of Lillian Turnahan, who also died in this accident at 27 years old. She left behind two children as well. That's also been set up. We got the link on the website too. And also, if you're a wrestling fan, you can buy. There's a commemorative T-shirt available on Pro Wrestling Tees for Jay as well. So, yeah, man, it's ultimately cutting through everything else. It's a really tragic human story, and this was really overwhelming and quite beautiful.
Yeah, it was a really lovely moment. Like you say, tinged with everything as you mentioned there, especially because it would have been Jay's 39th birthday yesterday.
Yeah, that's.
I think the thing that hit me, the video package obviously is amazing. I think the thing that hit me alongside Jay Lethal's reaction and Sanjay Dutt and the hugs at the top of the ramp and particularly Mark's down the lens promo was just him standing there with both tag title belts.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh man. It comes at you in waves, this sort of thing. I think just to reiterate what you said about going to support the people who've been left behind by this tragedy, I think that's the best thing that we as wrestling fans can do. And I'm just glad, I'm not going to harp on about what's happened previously, I'm just glad the decision finally was made to allow this to happen on TV.
It was fitting. It was handled with class, it was handled with dignity. It sucks so much, but I'm very happy that this was able to happen.
Yes, exactly. Right, we'll try and move on to some other stories today. We're not going to be doing any silly Twitter questions or unfiring or anything like that. We'll just fill you in on some other stuff that's going on in the wrestling world today.
We'll
not that it's anywhere near as important, obviously, as celebrating the life of Jay Briscoe. But the Royal Rumble is, of course, just a couple of days away. And PW Insider have come through with a potential spoiler as to a Royal Rumble return. And it's something we've actually talked about in the past. It's something we've speculated on and something that many people may think could well happen. Nia Jax is rumoured to be returning to WWE for, of course, the Women's Royal Rumble match. She was last seen on TV losing to her old partner, Shayna Baszler, on the 20th of September 2021 edition of Raw. She subsequently left the promotion in early November of 2021. She's certainly someone who would generate a reaction if...
Yeah,
I'm not like most girls hit on Saturday night.
Yeah, for sure. She hasn't wrestled since she left WWE, has she?
No, she was going to do. You mentioned the other day.
Yeah, that interesting promotion that he offers, the pain we're going to launch in the UK. So she hasn't wrestled since then. I always thought like her getting released was like strange from the perspective of like it was tough to figure out where else in wrestling she might fit.
Yeah,
she's very WWE styled, but at the same time, maybe she just didn't want to wrestle anywhere else, which is fair play. We'll see if that comes. I think it's very likely. I think at this stage, well, they've only announced 5 participants in the Women's Rumble.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So we're getting 25 surprises, guaranteed.
Quick maths.
Yeah, there you go.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I forgot my story, understandably. Timothy Thatcher.
Yes!
Coming to AEW. This was announced on last night's episode of Dynamite. So Danielson's been doing the thing, Bryan Danielson, where he has to beat people every week. And if he's successful for a full month, he faces MJF in a 60-minute Iron Man match. You know the drill. You watch the television.
Yeah.
So far he has beaten... Who's he beaten so far? Takeshita, Bandido, and Brian Cage.
Indeed.
After last night's. Next week he's getting Timothy Thatcher, who's... chances are, like, you probably know him from WWE. He was in NXT.
Fight Pit.
Yep, Fight Pit. He's been over in Pro Wrestling Noah since then. It's kind of fitting because they did this story on Dynamite where Danielson's, like, nursing an injury after the cage match. He cut this furious promo while Dr. Samson was like, "You can't wrestle, brother." And he was like, "I don't care." Thatcher's the perfect guy to fit into that because he's a pretty brutal technician. Like, his style is tough, gritty mat work. I think that if you're into technical wrestling, you're going to love this. Like I am. Like, you're going to love this match. They're going to do so much smart stuff around that injury. Thatcher is such a nasty pro wrestler. Like, his style is really hard-nosed and brutal, but not in terms of, like, head drops, in terms of, "I'm going to pull your arm off, brother." Mm-hmm. So I am really looking forward to this. I think it will be great. A lot of people get stuck in these silly arguments about, will it move the needle? Who cares? Like, the thing I like most about AEW, like, you know, is that they just book for wrestling fans.
Mm.
And I am a wrestling fan, and I will enjoy this.
Yeah, when they were alluding to it, I was thinking, who are they going? Are they going to get Zack Sabre Jr. or someone in? Because basically, yeah, Brian Cage lost the match, obviously, to Bryan Danielson. And then was still like, "Well, I'm still getting paid if I break your arm." Chair stuff with the arm eventually. Thankfully, Takeshita ran out to make the save, so he couldn't completely remove his shoulder.
Takeshita versus Cage could be the best spot fest ever.
Yeah.
That could rule.
And... like you say, Danielson's berating Doc Samson backstage, saying, "You're not tell me not to wrestle." Yeah,
listen, doctor, I know more.
And then they were like, "Yeah, oh, it's not a good week next week to be Bryan Danielson because someone very technical mind is coming in." And I was like, thinking, "Yeah, Zach," or someone like that. And then they went, "Timothy Thatcher," and I went, "Oh no."
Yeah, he's good.
It's not a good week to be Bryan Danielson
because
he is a hard nosed bastard, I think is the best way to put it with Timothy Thatcher. Not someone... If I had, like, a hangnail, I wouldn't want to wrestle Timothy Thatcher. If I had a legit shoulder injury, he's going to torture the poor boy.
And, like, visually as well. Thatcher does such a good job of making it look like a struggle.
Yeah.
Like, he's very expressive. He just looks mean and nasty.
Yes.
And I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, really excited to see how that one plays out, except if you're... Probably Bryan Danielson.
Yeah, and his poor shoulder.
Nevertheless, let's move on and talk about an unfortunate injury for an NXT wrestler you may have seen on the show the other night. Nikita Lyons had been attacked in the parking lot and was selling her leg. This was part of a thing to presumably write her off because she was revealed on Instagram. She has torn her anterior cruciate ligament and meniscus. And we seem to get these more and more. And I think more and more now wrestling fans know that's really bad. I'll just read what she posted here on Instagram. ACL and meniscus are torn. "This comeback is personal. Thank you to all who've consistently shown love and genuine support every week. You have no idea how much it means to me. Those of you who don't see the vision, stay your ass right there. This is another life lesson, another lesson life needed to teach. Love, light and positivity always." I'm not a doctor, but I read things like that and read ACL and meniscus and my experience, not just with wrestling injuries, but with MMA injuries. I think we can all assume 9 months to it, probably a year, Andy.
Yeah, sometimes it's possible a bit quicker if you've got like that John Cena Lazarus in you. But yeah, it's a serious injury and it's something that like in some sports, like professional football, for example, can really like hamper your athleticism and your explosiveness if you don't like make a complete recovery. So we obviously hope that that's not the case with Nikita Lyons, who's just 23. But good to see her taking quite a philosophical approach to it on social media. I wish her a full recovery. She's obviously been a fixture on NXT television since debuting. And best wishes to her for her recovery. Sucks to hear of young wrestlers, but any wrestler picking up these injuries, but particularly young wrestlers who are still learning their craft. Best wishes to her.
Get well soon, Nikita Lyons. Like I said, just feels inappropriate to do anything else on this news. So just instead, tributes to Jay Briscoe in the comments, please. That'd be lovely to see that and read that today. Right.
And you can, if you can, if you're in a position to do so, those fundraisers are there. There are ways to help. Not everyone's going to be able to do so. The times are tough for everyone.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
If you are, you know where to find them.
And you know where to find the rest of our links. I'm not going to do the usual spiel here. Thanks for watching. Thanks, Andy. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.